Hello and welcome to A Few Good Minutes. This week, Deshaun Gibson, Jaguars free safety, joins us for a few minutes. First of all, how have you adjusted to life in Florida after the mountains of Wyoming and the lake in Cleveland?
It's been awesome. It's been an awesome transition. You know, it's hard to not love, you know, this beautiful sunny weather. You know, no snow and nothing crazy like that. So, you know, being from Dallas, Texas, it kind of reminds me of that, but just a little bit hotter, you know, and I didn't think about it. You know, when I was coming out here, when I was back home, people like, you know, that Florida heat is a little different than Texas, but, you know, Texas, they get pretty hot out there. But, the transition's been pretty smooth for me, being a Southern guy my whole life for the most part, up until I began college and professional level. So, you know, I love it out here, man, especially right now. The weather right now feels perfect. It's just that perfect atmosphere, that perfect football weather right now.
All right, folks, you know how this works. Three topics with Deshaun, and let's start with wins. The talk has been turnovers around here, 100%. And obviously it's something that you guys need. They talk about turnovers coming in bunches. Is that true? What does it take to get that started? And then do wins come the same way? In other words, you have a second half of the season in front of you.
Right.
If you start with a win on Sunday against the Texans, can we start to see some momentum for this team?
100%. I think for far as the turnovers does come in bunches. And it's just that, unfortunately, this has probably been one of the most frustrating parts of the defensive side of the ball, because we haven't been able to net those turnovers like the ideal situation that we thought that we would be. I'll be lying if I said I thought that at week 8 that we would only have one interception in the secondary, three or four total. I think maybe it's three collectively on this defensive unit for the aggressive style and play calling that it is. But like I said, turnovers definitely come in bunches. Just once you get that first taste, I think they're going to begin to roll. But, you know, it's all about getting there. And I think that it's a mindset as well. Guys going after the quarterback got to make sure that they feel every time that they're going to be able to get to the quarterback and cause a turnover. And guys on the back end got to feel like any ball in the air is our ball. And I think that the mindset, right now isn't there yet. But once we get there, and once guys get to understand that, hey, we got everybody in this room that takes to be able to cause turnovers and get these things rolling, I think they'll be able to come and we begin to be more opportunistic.
Defense is our second topic. We talked when you first signed here, and you said you saw something specific, the talent they had accumulated, and that was before they added Jalen and some, you know, Miles in the defense. So based on what you saw last week in Kansas City, where you guys answered the bell, after every turnover, you answered the bell and held them to field goals, do you see what you came here for? Do you see the makings, and is this defense ready to be the one that you signed on to be a part of?
Absolutely. When you look at that tape and you look at a bunch of guys out there going hard, the effort, I feel like, was the first game that collectively from the D-line to the linebackers to the defensive backs, that the effort was there. Just one thing that you cannot question was the effort that the guys put out there on tape. And at the end of the day, in this league, you're judged off of effort and the things that you put on tape, such as, you know, making plays and how you go out there and conduct yourself. And I think that you can't coach effort, you can't teach it. So for guys to go out there and put that display, that, man, it was definitely a great sighting. But at the same time, we all understand that, you know, we're judged on wins and losses, and we're judged on what we got to do for the offense. And no matter what's going on with the offense, turnovers or not, we got to do our job and get them the ball back. And I feel like that's been a part that we haven't answered the bell. But looking on tape from Sunday, it's definitely something to build from. You would ideally like to come down with a few more turnovers. Who knows? We win that game if the defense just did just a little bit more. But when you look at it, say, this is a defense that I want to sign up for. This is the type of defense and the type of guys around that I looked at and said, hey, man, this could be a dominant defense. Just like I said, just about putting everything together all phases of the game. You know, you can't just go out there and say, okay, we was good on third down, and, we held them under such and such yards rushing and passing. Now it's time to get the ball. It's time to take the ball away, because, you know, we can only just be a good defense instead of being a great defense or one of the best defenses until we start getting our offense the ball back. You know, turnover margin, the differential in this league is the difference between wins and losses. The teams that's winning games right now, the turnover margin for them is favorable for them. And, you know, for us, it's the total opposite. So, you know, it's hard to argue and say, hey, we don't deserve to be sitting at 2-6 when we're not doing our job getting offense the ball back as well.
All right, final topic is faith. It's interesting. I was watching early in the summer just the way that you interacted with people, the way you treated people, mm-hmm. right? Because they always say that you judge a person based on how they treat people when no one else is looking.
100%.
Then I saw your Twitter, and I saw how big you are and how intertwined faith is in your Twitter life, in your social life. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you blend your faith in football? How do you use one to complement the other?
You know, one of the biggest things is, and you know, when I pray and I talk to God, and you know, I've always been a kid of faith. I remember being a young 7-year-old kid and remember praying, Lord, just please let me score 2 touchdowns this game. And you know, just before, just trying to understand, you know, how important God and faith was in my life. And you know, I always say I just want God to use me, use this platform, you know, because this platform that we have as athletes is such a powerful platform. You know, I get DMs and tweets for some time, people saying, hey, you don't understand, you know, the inspirational things that you say. It's just what I needed to read in this very moment in my life. And, you know, those type of things, is I don't do it for show. I don't do it. It's just been a part of me because, you know, my humble upbringing is in my background. I know that without God, I wouldn't be here. I know the road that I took. And, you know, nobody can tell me, you know, the things in which God has done for me in my life, for my family. You know, just being here right now talking to you is a blessing. So, you know, I just use that platform, man, to just kind of show the kids who look up to me or the people, you know, maybe you are having a bad day. Maybe you want to look and say, hey, man, this is how I want to treat other people. You know, I don't think I'm better than the next man. I don't think I'm better than him, her, or anybody. I just, you know, want God to use me as he will. And you know, the platform that he given me, you know, it's many other guys that he could have put in this situation. You know, sometimes I used to ask God, like, why, you know, why me? You know, I think I'm a pretty good football player, but you know, there's plenty of other people that God could have put in my shoes. And I just always feel like, okay, Lord Jesus, just use me as you may. And you know, that's why I do it, man. You know, everything I do, I know that without God it wouldn't be possible. So you know, glorifying him, man, is, you know, they had a saying come out couple years ago and say, I am second. And that's truly how I look at myself, man, because again, I know that all of the things that I've accomplished, from, you know, the accolades on the field, or just being able to suit up and go out there and play, you know, practice, you know, look at other peers and say, like, man, I'm actually a National Football League, man. It's truly a blessing from God.
Can't add anything to that other than, will you come back and we'll have more conversations? I'd love to.
100%, man. Anytime.
Deshaun Gibson, thank you. Thanks so much for a few good minutes. Always. And we'll see you next week.